From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Four security officials were killed, five others wounded, as suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia Monday, detonating explosives in the holy city Medina, outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque, as well as the eastern city of Qatif and near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. Analyst Amin Saikal of Australian National University said such attacks only generate ill will among the Muslim people.
This is the second holiest site for Muslims after Mecca, and therefore it is extremely sacred, and any acts of aggression against the Prophet Muhammad's site would certainly invite a lot of anger and disillusionment on the part of the Muslims around the world.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombing and shooting attacks in the kingdom over the past 2 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday visited Uganda at the start of a four-country tour to boost trade and security. Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's Entebbe Airport in 1976 to rescue Israelis taken captive by Palestinian and German hijackers who commandeered an Air France flight.
We have gathered here to mark an event that inspired the world and lifted the spirits of my people. At Entebbe, international terrorism suffered a stinging defeat. The rescue mission proved that good can prevail over evil, that hope can triumph over fear.
The raid, which freed over 100 hostages, resulted in the death of Mr. Netanyahu's brother, who led the raid on Entebbe. The Israeli leader also planned stops in Kenya, Rwanda, and Ethiopia. This is VOA News. In Baghdad, five convicted terrorists were executed while dozens of other suspected terrorists were arrested. In the wake of Sunday's massive truck bombing in the central Kharada district, the death toll now stands at least 175, with about 200 others wounded, more than 30 still missing. Rescue workers continue their grim task of searching for more victims. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. A suicide bomber riding a motorcycle detonated his explosives outside a police station Tuesday in the Indonesian city of Solo on Java Island, wounding one officer. The capital, Jakarta, was hit in January by a suicide bombing and gun attack by militants linked to Islamic State that left eight dead, including four attackers. Some 300 people marched in downtown Nairobi Monday to protest what they condemn as an extrajudicial killing of human rights lawyer Willie Kamani, along with a client and their driver, allegedly by police. An investigation is underway. Authorities said three officers have been arrested in connection with the deaths of the three, who disappeared after a court hearing June 23rd. Their bodies were found along a riverbank outside the capital. The West African country of Guinea-Bissau has recorded its first three cases of the Zika virus. The World Health Organization says an investigation will try to determine if it's the same strain as the one that behind outbreaks that are linked to head and brain abnormalities among newborns in Brazil and elsewhere. The only other African country that has recorded cases of Zika virus is Cape Verde. South Korea's news agency Yonhap said the country is planning to build 80 artificial reefs near the de facto maritime border with North Korea, trying to prevent what Seoul said is illegal fishing by Chinese boats. The man-made reefs will be built in the Yellow Sea near the disputed northern limit line at a cost of some $7 million. The U.S. space agency NASA is preparing for the first ever close encounter with the distant and giant planet Jupiter, the solar system's largest planet. The Juno spacecraft launched 5 years ago fired a main rocket to slow its speed and try to slip into orbit.
And I'm really excited. The team's excited. We're barreling down on Jupiter really quick. It's been amazing journey. It's hard to believe after 15 years we're finally arriving there.
Scientists will try to navigate Juno around a series of hazards, including rings of debris and dust. They hope to have close-up views of the planet during a 20-month mission. Americans took time out Monday to mark the nation's 240th birthday with parades and fireworks this 4th of July. Many events drew tight security over concerns of terrorism. July 4, 1776, the British colonies announced their Declaration of Independence from Britain. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.